got an exciting, have a very exciting show today. Chris, you're going to talk about, tell us what you're going to talk about later on.
Robert, I'm going to talk about, are you too busy to handle your business?
Oh, my goodness. Are you too busy to handle your business? Now, how can you be too, wait a minute, I guess you can do. If you're not, I'm sure there's a, now you've been the business coach that you are. See, I'm all confused by it, but I'm sure you're going to straighten it out for us.
I am. I'm going to give you some tips and tricks so that you can make sure that all of your activity is in line with your mission and with your goals.
Wow, I like that. Now, I'm going to talk about later on in the show, the internet is a bad neighborhood. So I'm going to tell you some of the things you need to do to put your virtual bars on the window, keep the bad guys out. We also have a special guest today, an artist, an aspiring artist who is making some headway into the world of art. Miss Naomi Arcelli. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are.
Say it for us.
Naomi. It's just Naomi.
Naomi. So you're going to be like Prince on just one name?
Yeah.
Let me see if I can get your mic working. Mic number three. Okay, try it again.
Hello.
There you go. All right, get right up on that mic now.
Okay.
All right. So you're not going to be like, you're going to have like one name. You're not going to be like, let's say like Prince. Some of these mental and we're not like say, giving out mental advice today, but I'm saying, but there is some personal experiences that we can all relate to where we felt like we just needed to talk to somebody. Somebody
yes.
Just talk us through it. What do you think, Coach?
Absolutely. My good friend, Dr. Johnny Parker, says that everyone has a story. Mm-hmm. And what I added to that is, we write our story based on those who taught us to write.
Ooh.
And so
if they taught us wrong,
and so I am so proud of Naomi for
so
sharing
much.
Her story. Vulnerability is a strength.
It is.
Vulnerability is a strength. Don't let anyone fool you. And who you are today is just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm-hmm.
If you keep doing the work, you're going to surprise yourself at who you become and the people that you help to get better as you continue to heal some of the wounds that remain.
Mm.
I just have one question for you.
Yes.
So you do all of this pouring out.
Yes.
How do you get that back?
I go to therapy. I journal. I make sure I check in with myself mentally every single day. I burn incense. I hike because when I'm hiking, I feel I'm closest to God. That's the closest I can get because I'm like, he made this for me. I don't have no phone. I don't have no service. I'm just zen. I'm smelling the salt. I'm smelling the water. I'm barefoot. I'm a hippie. Like, I'm barefoot all the time. You can ask her. Like, I just really make sure. I believe in, like, metaphysics and, like, auras and just good vibrations. You just put out pulses of good and people will come to you. And people will show it back to you. Because whatever you give to the universe, it comes back tenfold.
All right.
So,
tell us about your art business now. How do you transition from this being a hobby into a profession?
A lot of failure.
Oh, boy, you have.
Because I still don't have all the answers. You know, art can be, you make money for a certain period of time, you're good, and then you don't see no income, but you're doing it because you love it and you have a vision and you have goals set for yourself.
Well, can I say two things that I'm going to amen on because it's something I talk about all the time. One, that you got to fail.
Yes.
That's scary. Some people are so scared of failure.
Oh, for sure.
What you should fear is being in the same place 5 years from now.
Mm,
you should
that
fear that worse. Yeah, that's
yes.
What you should really fear.
Yes.
And the other thing you said, second thing you said?
I don't remember.
But anyway.
You said a lot.
I did.
you said two things that were really like part of my regular advice I give to people. One was not being afraid of failure. And I think
yes.
Of the other one I've been. But that's important. And so you're saying part of your ability to transition from a hobby to a business owner was the first one you had to go through some failures.
Oh, for sure. It was a lot of, I'm still working through, it was a lot of self-doubt and insecurity because sometimes you can feel, artistry is almost like egotistical and a little, you got to be a little bit crazy to be an artist,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you're thinking about all this stuff and you're translating it, but you get caught up in like, oh, well, why am I not as on in my career as this person? Or how come I don't have what they have? Or how come I'm not making money? Or how come I can't leave my 9-to-5? Because I struggle with that. I literally sometimes will have days where I'm like, I don't know why I'm at my job right now. I don't know why I got in the car. I don't know why I got out the bed. But I have to push myself mentally. And people inspire me. My coworkers inspire me. My mom just ran for office. And she won. She quit her job of 17 years to follow a dream.
Wow.
And she's a woman. doing this.
Wow.
So for me, my parents, I love my parents, they inspired me. My dad's trying to get himself together. I told him, I was like, Dad, open a business. I was like, this is your calling. He loves fitness. He loves training. So seeing my parents, strangers, people in the store, like, they'll tell me, they're like, what are you? And I'm like, I'm a person. They're like, right. No, what are you? Because they can smell the art. They can smell that. So.
Well, Damien, this is what I got to do, because we're going to run it. We got to come up on a break. What I like to do is let people know how they can find out more about you and your art and what you're doing, please.
Yes, so I have Instagram. It's Yomi the Otherworldly, Y-O-M-I the Otherworldly. That's all together, no spaces. And then I've got Facebook. So it's my biological name, Amber S. Pointer, P-O-I-N-T-E-R hyphen Ayala, A-Y-A-L-A.
And we're going to put her information on the website also. So that's Naomi. She is I just had to have her because her story is so intriguing. It comes with where you can start at some of the lowest places. You could have endured some horrific things in life. But if you can, first of all, identify that something was wrong, that you can rise above it.
Yes.
And that you can turn that whatever is wrong into a positive. Mm-hmm. And in her case, she turned to art. Mm-hmm. And now she's going to be one of the artists we're going to be hearing about for years to come. And she started from a place that we don't want to be, but it can be turned around and it can turn into a positive. Naomi, I thank you for joining us today
on
the Marketing
Pulpit
Radio Show.
Absolutely.
All right, folks.
Thank you.
That's Naomi, folks. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Kevin was calling in to say hi to Naomi, so she'll be around in the studio for a few moments. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gate with your host. We just talked to Naomi. And I have in the studio Coach Chris Harrod. He's going to talk about don't be too busy to handle your business. Marketing Pulpit will be right back after the break.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are back from the break. We just had Naomi. If you have a question for her, she'll be here for a couple of moments. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We do have a caller. Kevin, welcome to the show. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. I'm here. Hello.
Hey, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, great. Got a question for the guest?
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi to Naomi. I've seen a few of her shows. I was at the Hilton Performing Arts Center over at George Mason the last time that she performed, and I just wanted to let her know she's an inspiration to me, and I just hope she keeps going, and I wish her the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Naomi got some fans out there. Go ahead, girl.
She got some fans in here, too.
That's right. You're getting fans all over. That's why when I see a diamond in the rough, I mean, it may not even be ever in the rough, but I saw it when I saw her, I'm saying to myself, this young lady has a story that needs to be told. And the Marketing Pulpit has your back. So just
thank
know that.
Thank you so much.
All right. That was Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you.
All right, folks. We have in the studio Naomi, and we have Coach Harrod. Now, he's saying, I'm just not even going to try to unpack this. Don't be too busy to handle your business. What are you talking about, Willis?
Well, Robert, sometimes people are so busy trying to make a living that they don't make a life that they can enjoy. They're just so busy doing and going and running. Hey, that they don't make a life.
Am I going to have some sore toes by the time we're done because you're going to be stepping on my toes over here?
I hope I'm saying something that hits close to home to you and the listeners.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
And sometimes the only exercise people get is running from one commitment to another commitment.
That's funny.
Is that your toes?
Oh, man, my toes are getting a little sore over here already. You just starting.
What I'd like to say is that handling your business is very important. If you don't handle your business will fail.
Okay. Now, you got, like, give me, like, three, you got, like, three points here.
When you don't handle your business, the past can catch up with you.
Okay.
Your reputation can be based on broken promises, and you might not be trusted. I think we talked a little bit about Uber.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if people are going to be able to trust them in the future.
They may be getting too busy to handle their business.
They are obviously too busy to handle their business.
They're having some PR issues. They're having some technical issues. They're having, because there's security issues, they need to back up a little bit, sound like, and handle their business.
Absolutely. Another thing is your relationships can get messy.
What does that mean?
Managing relationships is critical. Your dreams are not big enough if you can accomplish them by yourself. Naomi was talking about her parents and what they're doing. They are dreaming big.
Right.
And the things that they're trying to do, they're not going to be able to do them by themselves. So they're going to need relationships.
Okay. So if you don't have those relationships, that's another black eye. That means you're going to probably have some issues taking care of your business.
Exactly. But on the other hand, when you're handling your business, you can be trusted. Your word really does mean something. And being trusted is essential to having great, healthy relationships, personally and professionally.
Let me ask you this. Let's say that you got some folks out here who are busy, and then some, they're like, they're busy, I'm putting quote air marks up here, they're busy, really kind of like making work, and then you have people who are actually productive. Now, what are some of the different productive person?
Setting limits on the number of priorities you have. A busy person has many, many priorities. They try to focus on many things, and the results are often, Robert, inconsistent.
Mm.
And it's an inefficient use of energy.
Well, let me ask you, should I have like a 20 to-do list, like 20 items on my to-do list in the morning?
It depends on whether you want to be busy
or
productive.
Okay, good. All right, good comeback.
So it just depends.
All right.
But productive people have few priorities because they have a clearly defined mission. And their movements are precise.
See, I'm going to be scratching off some of these things on my list today. Okay.
And everything that they do is in line with their overall goal and mission. It's important to remember that if everything is a priority, nothing really is.
Ooh.
We have to learn how to respond to requests for our time.
Man, you're really stepping on my toes, Louie. All right, toes.
You know, I know Naomi can probably relate to that. People pulling on her, Robert, as a businessman. People want more of our time than we should be able to give them.
Okay.
Busy people commit too quickly. They try to attend every meeting, every party, every event. Mm-hmm. They want to be in the place. Productive people check their availability first.
Okay.
They don't commit to anything that steers them away from their mission and goals.
That is so important. Oh.
You know, I'm going to be honest. I remember asking someone if they were available for lunch, and it was about 3 weeks out.
Right.
And the person told me, let me check my schedule. And I was offended.
You're like, hey, who do you think you are? You know,
it's just lunch.
Yeah.
You mean you don't have an hour? That was years ago.
In hindsight,
right. I understand that this is somebody who was productive. Their time was valuable, and they were unwilling to commit without first checking to see if they had any other commitments at that time.
Okay.
So, lastly, I'll talk about email and text management.
Uh-oh.
Busy people like responding to emails and texts really quickly, but they're not in control of their time when they do that.
Ooh.
Productive people don't allow emails to determine their priorities. They don't allow people to manage their day or manage their time, and they're not distracted by the chimes or the buzzing of the phone. Now, I can say I have rubbed some people the wrong way because I didn't respond as quickly as they would have liked me to.
Yeah.
But my priorities were different than their priorities.
Ooh.
And their emergencies did not become priorities for me.
You know, and that's like a reality checker. When you start, I know, like you said, people feel like, well, you didn't respond to me. I text you. It was a whole 5 minutes ago. And here it is 5 minutes later, and I haven't heard from you. Now, 5 minutes is really nothing.
It's nothing.
But somebody's over there. The panties in a bunch because somebody didn't respond in 5 minutes. Even though you could have been in a meeting. You have your own agenda.
Exactly.
It was unannounced. They didn't plan it. So, and this, I'm going to tell you the truth, this is an area where I've been struggling to manage because as a marketer, one of the things I'm always preaching is being available, being a fast respond. When you're doing networking, you got to turn the time around. But you still have to, you have to overlay that over your agenda and your purpose.
Absolutely.
Because if your purpose is to get that project out that day, and you gotten 10 texts, they're gonna have to wait.
Exactly. Exactly. Robert, sounds like you and others may need a coach to help you go from being mildly successful to wildly successful.
Oh, man, I like that. Hey, folks, you're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. I have in the studio Coach Chris Arad. If you have a question, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for any of our guests, we also have a caller on the we have a question for Naomi. Naomi is also in the studio. She's talking. She's an artist. Naomi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Like, I have two questions, one for each of your guests.
Okay.
For Naomi, I'm wondering, how do you find balance between your full-time job and your artist?
Ooh, good.
And
good.
Your art and craft?
Good question.
And then...
Hold on. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on, Naomi. Yes, go ahead.
And then for the coach, because I know Naomi, I'm wondering what advice you could give someone so young starting out in the industry to best utilize that quality time to grow her art.
All right, Naomi, you first.
Balance is actually really hard having a full-time job and artistry because they tend to blend together. They're like watercolors. They just mix. You try to keep them separate. I can't really give her an answer on that.
Okay.
It'll always bleed together.
And that's probably why you need somebody like Coach here.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And some of the listeners may have heard me talk about the balancing act of life when I was here before. Oftentimes, we have to do what we have to do until we can do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to have a plan to get from where we are to where we want to be and a reasonable time frame. You talk, Naomi, a little bit about people putting pressure on you.
Yes.
That time frame has to be created by us and something that we can live with. We can't let other people
dictate.
Manage or dictate how we spend our time every day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good advice. Any other questions, caller? Thank you.
I do have one last question.
Please.
When I, as someone who is trying to support someone like Naomi, what advice could I offer, or what could I do to continue to support her other than going to her events, getting to know her personally? Is there anything I could do to help her grow her art?
Well, I would say this as a business consultant, as a marketing strategist, is that each successful business or person has a network of stakeholders. Sometimes we focus so hard on the client acquisition that we forget about the other stakeholders. Stakeholders can be somebody who's in funding, partnering, supplies, publishing. So if you have those type of stakeholders in your network, then sometimes it's just a matter of an introduction. A well-timed introduction sometimes can do much better than a $100 bill. Mm-hmm. So in many cases, I've said this over and over again, hold your pennies, but make me the right introductions, and I'll be successful. So that would be my advice. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Y'all got the phone lit up here today. We're having the studio. And thanks again, Naomi, and thanks again, Coach Arad. We're going to take another break. This is the final break. What I'm going to do when I come back, folks, we got this bad neighborhood called the Internet. I'm going to talk to you about how to put these virtual bars on your window, particularly this time of year. As we go into the holiday season, we're going to talk about online security right after the break. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We'll be right back.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave's
paycheck and to a
guard. He's always
there. Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Okay. So take me to Goodwill.
All right, welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in studio Coach Chris Arad and Naomi, the artist. Quickly, we're going to get into the Internet. Particularly this time of year, we kind of drop our guards, and the hackers, the robots, the malware, they are just out there waiting. That's why when anybody asks me about the Internet, because I have to work in this space, I do a lot of web consulting and... internet security and so forth. So I have to tell them, treat it like it's a bad neighborhood. When you go into a bad neighborhood, you're going to lock your windows. You're going to make sure you're under the lights. You're going to look around before. You're going to take certain precautions. So you have to use the same thing, that same approach when you're going on the internet, particularly this time of year. Quickly, I'm just going to give you some quick tips that you should follow. One is to create complex passwords. I know you like to put in your first name and the number one behind it. I'm getting Naomi on that laugh. You know, see, I just gave out all her passwords in one sentence.
I got to go home and change mine.
Folks, that did not work. I'm going to tell you what, the biggest attack right now, the best way these hackers get into your computer and your programs right now is through brute force attack. It's called password guessing. They'll send like a million guesses at your portal, and they'll just get in because they're going to try the easy ones first. And so the name, your name, or anything that looks familiar, your first name, your last name, your address, your company name, should not be part of your password. Think before you click. Be wary of all of these things that come in your email box that's saying, oh my goodness, and if it's too good to be true, it probably is, so pass on most of those. Be careful who you give out all your information to. You're gonna go to these websites, and some of these suspicious sites, you saw a good sale, got an email link, now you're giving them your whole life story. All this information is going to come back to hurt you. Also, protect your mobile life. Don't click on everything because your phone can be infected, and people get into your phone, they can get a lot of information, too. Practice safe shopping. When you go to a shopping site now, look for that HTTPS. That means the data is encrypted. They have at least a 256 encryption. So go to the HTTP. Look for that little green lock up there in the top. Particularly if you're giving out, if you're doing e-commerce. Also, keep your software up to date on your computers, on your phone. When they give out those updates, it's usually a security patch. So you said, oh man, that's a nuisance. They keep telling me to update this, update that. Update, folks. You really need to do those updates because in a lot of cases, that is a patch of a security. Also, beware of the scam. The scams come out in force this time of year, such as phishing. The phishing scams are the number one. That means it's a fraudulent website that looks like a website you're used to. Go ahead.
You know, speaking of phishing, my wife got an email that said it was from Pandora.
Oh.
And it was asking her to pay for this service that she had been using. So when she came to me, I was a little bit upset because I was saying, Pandora is free. Now, right. Why did you pay $99 for the expanded version?
Well,
when she called in, it was a phishing attempt.
Oh, my God. Boy, and look at those URLs. They will have it. It'll look like the original, like PayPal might be pay.pal or maybe PayPal Plus or something. It's not usually the web address of the original site. So be very aware of those phishing scams. Be aware of those scareware scams where they call you and say, look, your computer has a virus. I need to get inside your computer to fix it. And now you're going to give them all of your information. One, they're inside your computer, first of all. And now you have to give them all that information to get in. Then they're going to have to your credit card to fix it. Those are called scareware scams. Be wary of those. Beware of the survey scams. Those are folks that want your information and they want your opinion, but they really want your identity. Be aware of those survey scams. Be aware of the payment scams. You will get emails from companies that say they're a PayPal. They say you need to do something to activate your account, or they may say that something happened, that your security has been breached, and now they need for you to get into your account. Check that URL and make sure that it matches exactly of the original site. PayPal does not have any PayPal dot somethings. It's only PayPal. If you get anything other than that, then you're about to be phished. Let's see. And also be aware of this scam. There's some friend outside of the country. They're over in Mozambique somewhere, and they say, I need $2,000. Somebody stole my wallet. Can you please send me $200? They give you the Western Union and everything. That is one of the most common scams. And I'm going to say it, the first time I saw it, I was thrown. I called the person. I'm like, man, I'm really here. I'm sorry to hear that you're out of the country. You can't get back. They said, wait a minute. I'm sitting here at my desk. That's a common one, folks. So beware of that. And last but not least, keep your guard up. The internet is a bad neighborhood. Now, and for you business owners, before I go, you got to take some precaution, too, to make sure that that you are worthy of people coming to your website. Get that SSL Encryption. It's going to cost you about $90 a year. You can consider the cost of doing business, have your hosting provider to go ahead and add HTTPS, that's called as a security socket layer, and just get that in that encryption on your website. Contact your server and have some type of security installed at server level. Like GoDaddy and some of the other places are using Sucuri, SiteLock, and some of those other services. Have that badge right there on your homepage so that when people come to your site, they'll see that your website has been scanned and that it is free of malware. You website owners, update your plugins. If you're on WordPress and these other types of platforms, make sure those plugins are up to date. That's the best way that the scammers can get in, through website plugins that have not been updated on a regular basis, because most of those updates are fixing security patches. Delete any plugins you don't have, you're not using. Sometimes you get plugin download happy. You say, oh man, this is really cool, a flashlight on my desktop. You download it, it's full of viruses, you leave it sitting on there, you don't update it, next thing you know, you've opened up a window for the bad guys to get in. Speaking of WordPress, WordPress is that 4.9 right now version. Go ahead and update your WordPress to make sure you have the most current version running if you're on WordPress CMS platform. And also, last but not least, get a periodic checkup for your website. If you're not a website specialist, your website sometimes has actually already been hacked. Sometimes they don't take down your homepage. They're working from behind the scenes and sending out spam, phishing sites from your website. And it's something that you probably can't see as a layman, but somebody with web expertise can go into the server and look for suspicious files, suspicious folders, and they can actually nip that in the bud before you get yourself in a situation where you actually could be liable for infecting somebody's site. So, folks, that's going to wrap up the show today. I would like to thank all of my guests. Naomi, thanks again, young lady. Any parting words?
No, just be on the lookout for me to be on tour. I'm releasing my first book by the name of Pretty Bird. Thank you for having me.
Pretty Bird. All right. So you stay in touch, and we want to follow your success. And thank you for joining the Marketing Pulpit Show today. And Coach Chris, any parting words today?
Absolutely. If you can accomplish your dream by yourself, it's not big enough.
Ooh, boy. You know, I do this. One of the things that I talk about probably more than anything else, when I talk about marketing, business development, it is about building those relationships. If you can do it by yourself, you're not dreaming big enough.
You're
not dreaming big enough. That is great advice. Folks, also, we'd like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. Go to BLESuites.com. If you have a need for an office, a suite, somebody to answer your phones, conference room, meeting space, go to BLESuites.com and also go to GatewoodMarketing.com to take advantage of our Black Friday special. Our website package, our social media package, and our logo design package is 25% off. Go to GatewoodMarketing.com/Black Friday. We will be back next week, folks, at the same time on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods.